Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box. CKDJ's longest running show.
Did we get that confirmed yet? Did Dan answer?
Longest, as in like the years we're going? This is...
It's 14th year.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is episodes.
This is the 14th year. So...
We're waiting on Dan to confirm.
We don't have confirmation yet.
We'll get confirmation. We're pretty confident.
We will either get confirmation during this episode or during the next episode. So, we're back. Obviously, I'm Greg. There's Josh. And we have a new host.
I'm back.
He had a successful tryout last week. Connor, how does it feel to be back on the Press Box?
Oh, an absolute honor.
But you didn't get us many more listeners than last week. That was the reason we brought you on.
I didn't promote last week.
You weren't supposed to Moroccan Mamba us and just not
week,
post anything.
Listen, Moroccan Mamba, if you're listening to this, bro, you got to start carrying your weight, okay?
To be fair, I forgot to post on social media last week.
Yeah,
about
you did.
It, so that's my bad.
I'm going to ratio him with like 1,000 listeners this episode.
Oh, we got to put Connor's name in the thing.
I don't know. I told Morgan we flamed her last week and she started blushing.
Did she listen?
No.
She must have. She heard we were flaming her. She must have. Nah. Thank you for the golf this upcoming Monday, Morgan.
Yes. Update on last week, Morgan clutched up.
Yeah.
She got the passes?
We got the passes.
No free golf, but we got the passes.
Come spectate us if you want. It's going to be great. Okay? I'm actually trying out for LIV, so.
How many holes are you guys playing? Did you confirm yet?
I think we're playing 9 because this guy's too soft. He doesn't have the mental capacity to play 18.
I've not built like that yet.
Yeah, I think you're never going to be an 18-hole golfer ever in your life. He's going to make hole one. He's going to be like, why did I pay for this?
After I lose about three balls in the first hole. Then
yeah, South Anderson. If you guys know, you know.
If you know, you know.
I don't know.
I'm going right into the ditch. First ditch.
There's no way. It's like a 270 carry.
Buddy, you will be surprised.
There's no way you hit it off.
He's
going to
be surprised. Anyways, Liv, if you're listening to this, which I know you are, sign me up. Just give me a deal.
How do you know she's listening? She didn't listen last
no,
week.
No, Liv
golf. <right? laughs>
I thought that was your sister's name.
This is a sports show, by the way.
This is a terrible intro.
Great.
We're 2 minutes in. This is we're going to have to restart. Okay.
No, we're keeping this in.
What's your sister's name?
Some friendly
Morgan.
Banter.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Liv golf.
My apologies. I don't know.
The Saudi Arabian league that everyone hates.
No, fair enough.
I like it.
But they're paying people.
Yeah.
$100 million for a year. For some of these cats.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Exactly.
DJ, you got $100 million for 1 year to go play. People are like, why'd you go play, man? It's against your morals. It's like, dude,
that's what
you're telling me if they gave you a piece of paper that said $100 million to come play for
Who's
us?
Who's turning that down?
No one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Especially when you're playing for the PGA. You don't even get paid.
You don't get paid?
You have to win. You have to make the cut.
Yeah.
So you make the cut, you win like $5,000. And then if you place like top 10, you win like decent money. And then if you win the tournament, you make like $7 million. But
interesting.
You have to play really well to make money in the PGA.
So like, who makes money in the PGA?
Like Good Rory golfers. Makes a lot of money.
If you have
a sponsorship, you're fine. Like DJ was fine. He's one, married to Gretzky's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and two, he's sponsored by TaylorMade, so he doesn't have to pay for like any of his equipment. But if you're a new golfer on the PGA, like you're not seeing money for like a few years.
You don't live, you'll probably get a $10 million contract.
Yeah, exactly. It's like go to live. You're set for life.
I don't understand how it works, but it works. I
mean, they have lots of money.
It's golf at the end of the day.
Anyways, NFL. All
right, yeah, let's get
into it.
So, last week, we had a quite an eventful week. On Thursday, we had the Dolphins and the Bengals, and there was some controversy with this game because, first of all, the Bengals won. The Bengals won 27-15. Put the sets down, Joshua, please.
I'm just repping Tua.
He's repping Tua.
Tua had a rough game, mostly because
he didn't make it out of it, first of all.
So, basically, he shouldn't have played it in the first place because, obviously, a week prior, he got knocked out against the Bills, but not really knocked out. He kind of got dazed, kind of like a knockdown.
Couldn't walk,
yeah. So, took him to the locker room, and he somehow returned during the game. Apparently, he was fine.
Like
It was like one play. Yeah, he was out of the game. So, that happened, and then he was out of the game for the half because they went to halftime. And then he came back to start the second half, and I was like, why is he here? Like, he's clearly concussed.
They put Teddy in for one drive. They're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
get this
like,
guy
oh,
back
do it.
On
he
the field.
It this time. So, yeah, they put Tua back in, and he ended up finishing the game against Buffalo, seemed to be okay, and then clearly he wasn't okay because on
Thursday.
Second quarter, I think?
Yeah,
like
short week.
In that
short
game?
Week, too.
Yeah, first of all, that was 3 days after, or 4 days after that happened. And actually, since that game, the Dolphins fired the guy who evaluated him for a head injury. So That guy's going to get a fat lawsuit too, for sure.
Yep.
And also, it's kind of rewiring the way that the NFL's dealing with concussions or head injuries in general. So basically, I think they're going to actually, if you had a head injury the week prior, they're going to keep you out for at least a week. So, I mean, I guess that's progress. I mean, I guess, because, you know, Tua almost died on the field, so.
Did you not see the movie Concussion? Like, this whole movie was made Will Smith. For them. Did yeah.
No, one, no, after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, they took all his movies just, like, yeah. out of context, you know, so. they evolved backwards.
The Bengals won that game pretty easily, 27-15. The Dolphins moved to 3-1, Bengals moved to 2-2. And we had a London game this week.
Jamar Chase, just on the Bengals, he's kind of, like, not too good this year, eh?
Neither's what's his name?
T. Higgins.
Joey Ice.
Joey Burrow?
Yeah.
What's going on with Bengals there?
You know what it is? It's like Super they're kind of
they have no O line. That's
yeah, they have negative O. You know what's funny? They sound like three guys, and I thought it was gonna be their O line was gonna be a lot better.
It's trash.
It's even worse. Even
I guess that's true. You can't throw to your receiver can't be good if you can't get the ball off.
Also, they're doubling Chase a lot too, so they're kind of just making everybody else beat them, which is fair. But T. Higgins seems to be the successor in the offense now because he's kind of catching all the balls since Chase is kind of getting blanketed by the other defense.
Valid, though.
He had 7 catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. So, yeah, T. Higgins had a good game. But Jamar Chase is kind of getting the negative effect of the double coverage. So, we had a game in London with the Vikings and the Saints. That one came down to a game-winning field goal by the Vikings. The Vikings are now the worst 3-1 team in the league somehow.
not as bad as my boys.
We'll get to that.
Goat.
Falcons beat the Browns. That was a terrible game. They won a game-winning field goal, 23-20. And then, yeah, so, yeah, we had the Cowboys, which, I mean, they beat the Commanders, so it's really not too much to be, you know, like, very up in arms about. But, you know, a win's a win. So they won 25-10. Josh's boy Cooper Rush had a good game again. He is now 4-0. This guy's undefeated as a starter. Josh. Yep. How does it feel?
Amazing.
Is he better than Dak? Yes or no?
Sorry?
Is he better than Dak? Yes or no?
As of right now, yes. Dak is not leading us to a 3-1 start.
Well, what did I send you this morning?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
What happened this morning?
What's his name? Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry who? What's his last name?
Jerry Jones?
Yeah, yes. Jerry Jones.
Owner of the Cowboys?
Yeah, he said there's not a world where when Dak comes back from injury, we don't start him over Cooper Rush.
I mean, that makes sense. They're paying him $45 million a year.
Just trade him. Just shop around, man. Get rid of him.
Seahawks will take him, surely.
Yeah, DK Metcalf.
I don't know.
Returns,
Geno's playing really
dubs.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He's throwing like 77% completion.
Maybe the Broncos will take him, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Russ is terrible. So
Russ is
yeah.
not cooking.
Yeah, not at all.
Broncos country is not riding.
They are not riding at all.
They are.
He said, let's ride, and they all said,
not. No, they're not riding at all. They're stationary. They are
not moving. But yeah, no. Cooper Rush looking phenomenal. Yeah,
Parsons is looking absolutely insane.
Oh, yeah, Michael Parsons is
next.
Yeah.
Aaron
he's probably the best edge rusher in the league right now, to be honest. That guy gets pressure every single play. It's wild. Carson Wentz still stinks, by the way, so that's yep. that's not news.
He burned Philly to the ground and then just...
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb also is kind of proving that he's a wide receiver one now. Like he's a number one wide receiver. He's proven that he's the number one option.
Yep.
He had a good game, 97 yards and touchdown.
Gross catch.
He did have a gross catch. He's just really good. He's a really good player. You know, first-round pick, you know, you expect that from him. And, yeah, so that was good. And we also had the Bills and the Ravens at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Which, this game was horrible to watch, to be honest, because it was in the rain and, like, no offense really could do anything.
We just sucked
and,
the first quarter.
Yeah, like, the first half was horrible. It was horrific. The Ravens started, I think it was 20-10 going into half. But we were down 20-3 at one point. The Ravens had a really good first half. The Bills did not. Maybe the second play of the game, there was a Josh Allen interception. The ball slipped out of his hand, and then it hit the O-lineman, and then it was just the interception, Marlon Humphrey going the other way. But the Bills ended up coming back. They were down 20-10, came out of the half, had a really good few drives. Their defense allowed 0 points in the second half, too, which was nice to see, considering Lamar Jackson
Poyer played insane that second half.
Yeah, Jordan Poyer had 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
And now I think he has 4. He's leading the league in interceptions now. He has 4 interceptions in 4 games. So
thank God.
That's wild. So he's going to get paid, too, because he's been looking for a contract, and now he's going to get paid.
And our other corner there played gross as well there. I forget
Dane
his
Jackson
name.
Or Kyrie Elam?
Elam.
Yeah, Elam played. Yeah. So Elam is a rookie corner. We drafted him in the first round, and he actually lost his starting job in week one due to a sixth-round rookie because apparently he played better than him in training camp. But Elam is now taking advantage of his opportunity because Benford, the sixth-round corner, got injured two weeks ago, and he's out for like a few weeks because he broke his hand.
Are we getting Trey back this week?
He's eligible to come off the physically unable to perform list this week. I don't know if they're going to, though, because I think they want to ease him back into it.
Yeah.
Because he tore his ACL in week 11 or 12 last year.
Yeah.
So they want to ease him back into the fold of things.
We play the Steelers, yeah?
And this week.
We don't need him.
Yeah. This week,
keep him
Yeah,
out.
We don't need him.
Keep him out.
Keep him out. He doesn't need to play it next week. Speaking of that, Kenny Pickett, the Steelers rookie quarterback, got drafted in the first round. He's going to make his first career start next week in Buffalo. So that's going to be death for him. It's not a great idea. I don't really agree with starting rookie quarterbacks in their first career start on the road against a really good team. But that's personally not what I would do. You know, Mike Tomlin, you know, to each their own, not really a great idea, though. So he's probably going to die in Buffalo next week. Hopefully he doesn't, but
I hope he doesn't die, but I mean, I hope he plays bad.
No, he's going to play bad, but I hope he doesn't get too traumatized from that first start in Buffalo. Yeah. What else do we have here? What else eventful happened yesterday or on Sunday? Oh, the Seahawks and Lions game was a shootout, 48-45.
The Niners game the other day was pretty good, too. Like yesterday?
Oh, yeah, yesterday was good.
Niners
was
went off.
Game.
Like they.
Also, how about the defending Super Bowl champs?
Rams they looked terrible.
I don't know what their defense was doing like against the Niners. Niners would just run right through them.
Yeah.
It was
terrible.
It was actually brutal.
And Matt Stafford looks like he kind of stinks now, to be honest.
Yeah.
He looks awful. I don't know what's going on with him.
He got his ring.
Yeah, he got his ring, and then I guess he's just not doing anything anymore.
If you can't throw to Cooper Kupp, I think there's something wrong.
Yeah, the offense is even Cooper Kupp had 14 catches for 122 yards. Like, he's their only offense.
Yeah.
Their offense is very one-dimensional, which is why it was very easy for the Niners to stop him. They didn't even score a touchdown yesterday, the Rams. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very one-dimensional. It's Cooper Kupp or bust in that offense, which, you know, it's very easy to take away one thing. You can let him do his thing, but they didn't do it. They drove down the field a few times. Due to Cooper Kupp catching a few balls, and then just couldn't get in the end zone.
I saw a thing. OBJ is with the Giants now.
Yeah, he visited the Giants yesterday.
Where is he going?
It wasn't like a visit, like a contract kind of visit. It was more of like he's going to see like his friends at the Giants facility. So kind of all the Giants fans got trolled yesterday with that because they're like, oh, we're gonna get Odell back, and then a report came out like an hour later saying like, oh no, he just went to see his boys. I'm like, oh.
Do you think he'll play this year? You think he'll find a team?
He's gonna play.
Go to the Packers.
I think he's either going to go back to the Rams, he's going to go to the Packers, or he's going to go to the Bills. So we'll see what happens.
Would you take him at Buffalo?
Honestly, with the receiver issues right now, because everybody's getting injured, I would. But we'll see what happens. Because he's not going to be able to play until like quite a few weeks, because he's still also recovering from the torn ACL that he had in the Super Bowl. So
I'd take him. Just because he'll be Jay.
It's just Odell Beckham.
He'd look drippy.
Can't really say no to Odell Beckham.
He'd look drippy in a Bills.
Oh, he would look so drippy with the visor, too.
Oh, my God.
And the sleeve. Oh,
don't get me gassed. Don't get me gassed right now.
To give you guys one catch a game.
Yeah, but it'll be one-handed, and I'll get fired up or something. It'll be for, like, 3 yards, but it'll be, like, sick.
A little slant. Just
yeah.
Lit up, and then everyone, let's go.
And he's out of the game, but it's okay. He had that one catch.
He had that one nasty matters. Catch.
Yeah. Actually, you played really good in the Super Bowl last year, though, until
that was, like, in one quarter.
Yeah, I know.
This could be a future Bill. So
he had like three catches on the opening drive and then caught a touchdown. And then he tore his ACL on his fourth catch, which was unfortunate. So, we got 50 seconds. So, fellas, anything
Cooper
else?
Rush, best quarterback of all time.
Bills, Super Bowl champions this year. No question. Devin Singletary, best running back in the league.
Next.
What did you say, Josh?
Let's see you guys run into the Dolphins.
Nope. Singletary, best
Josh,
running back in the league.
I guarantee you. In week 15, the Dolphins are going to get slaughtered by the Bills. There will be no tomorrow. Tua will not be alive for the end of that game. That game's done.
He won't
make it to the game.
He
won't make it to the game.
I don't know if he's going to play another game. But either way, even if he plays, we'll slaughter them anyway.
That Waddle is getting locked down. I hate that man.
You don't like Jalen Waddle?
No. You're getting locked down, buddy.
Okay, well, that was the NFL segment. Before there was quite a few things going on before the NFL segment, but moving on.
Check out our new podcast.
Yeah, we'll
title
make it
coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon. We'll promote it. We'll make a commercial.
We're
for
on the naming spectrum right now, so we're trying to figure out what we get to name it.
Goodness,
let's go to commercial.
All right, we're going to commercial. We'll be back with the NBA segment. See ya in a few minutes.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box, CKDJ 107.9's longest running show. 14th year. Still no confirmation on whether we have the most episodes or not, but we'll get that eventually.
Certainly the best hosts.
I'm fairly confident we do.
I think we might as well. We're on like, what episode is this? I'd say like
25 or something like that.
25, 6, yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
It's one of those. So we're going to reach 30 by the end of this. We might even claim this as our own. Who knows? If we're allowed. Probably not, but it's okay.
You'll be remembered as one of the greats.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to take it over in a few months.
I'll come back for a guest appearance.
Oh, we'll come back. I don't care.
Every week, maybe. Just keep it. It's yours.
Well, so we're now on the NBA segment. Josh, you wanna start us off here?
Yeah, Phoenix Suns not looking good.
Yeah, not at all.
So obviously they had the whole Robert Sarver thing. He had to sell the team. And then the training camp starts, and Monty Williams hasn't talked to any of his players. DeAndre Ayton's not too happy about it. He doesn't want to be there. Oh. Even though, didn't he end up getting paid anyways?
He did get paid.
Yeah, so I don't know why. He's butthurt. He doesn't want to be there. And then they played the Adelaide 36ers.
Right up there with the Geelong Cats, by the way, as Australia's
top,
team.
Top three team in Australia.
Yeah.
And they lost.
They did lose.
At home.
And they got smoked, too.
To them.
They got absolutely torched.
Yeah, some guy had 9 threes on them.
What?
Sign him
nine
up.
Nine threes.
It was his moment.
Yeah, this guy was like, yeah, I'm going.
He was playing for a contract.
Yeah, he's like, I want my 10-day. So, yeah, that was kind of a big deal. I think the Suns are going to have a rough season. I think they're going to make the playoffs because their team's talented, but I don't think they're going to be very good for a good portion of the season. It'll be interesting to see, obviously.
It's not looking good.
Last year, obviously, well, 2 years ago, they made the finals. Up 2-0 against the Bucks. It looked like they were going to do it. And then, you know, Giannis was like, by the way, I'm still the best player in the world. And then last year, they were up against the Mavs and then blew a, 3-2 lead. Lost on their home court by 30 to Luka Daddy.
Yeah.
Not even the Mavs, just Luka Daddy.
Yeah.
He just owns them.
He does own them.
And then, yeah, so I just think the Suns are, they've hit their wall.
Yeah, you think they're done? They're not, there's no way they get anywhere close to the finals again?
No.
I think it was a one-time thing?
That was their year.
That was their year.
And even then, did you see the Suns go in the finals last year?
2 years ago?
Or 2 years ago, sorry?
Heck no. Nope.
I don't think anybody did.
Exactly.
Well, obviously, they looked like they were like the best team in the league for the season, that is. They were in like first place in the West for like the whole year.
Yeah.
But nobody really expected them to actually do it, and then they did. And then they were up two games on the Bucks, and then and that's all she wrote for that.
Yeah, they blew it. In other news, Lakers looked terrible last night in their preseason game.
I saw Westbrook make a layup and you rocked the baby. I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny, Russ. You're not good.
The first 4 minutes was pretty explosive from Russ. I'll give him that.
I was about to say, you feel like you look decent in the first quarter.
In the first 4 minutes. And then after that, like the defensive end was terrible. Him and LeBron just out there like deer in the headlights.
Oh, LeBron played yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh. How did he look? Like LeBron?
He played like 15 minutes. He didn't really care, you know? Yeah, it's LeBron. It's like the first like three quarters of the year, LeBron does not care.
Playoff time. It's playoff time.
Yeah, he barely plays games during the regular season.
He has his games that he like circles. He's like, okay, tonight I'll drop 50. This night I'll drop 30.
He also chooses which
games he's plays. He's a load management player.
Yeah,
now.
He is.
Yeah, he barely ever plays anymore in the season. Yeah. He just doesn't want to.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, that's true.
He does actually with the Lakers because
they're trash.
Well, he cannot. His team can't get
wins. What if he wants him to be booty, you know, so that they.
You don't want to be. You want home court advantage.
Yeah, but they get Bronny maybe, you know.
No, if anything, he's going to wait because Bronny isn't being...
Tank, and then you don't have to move.
But Bronny's not going to... The big reason they don't want to trade those picks is because Bronny's looking like he'll be able to get drafted around then. And then if LeBron stays and they're bad enough, they can draft Bronny. And even then, I don't think Bronny's a high draft pick right now.
Oh, no.
The boards. So
mid-first, 16th.
I don't even think he's like high ranked on like any like high school boards or anything like that.
I don't think so.
But it's like... Because
he just plays on really good rosters too.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't had time to like
that Sierra Canyon team he plays on. Isn't that like the best high school team in the nation or something like that?
No, Montrever Academy or whatever.
Oh yeah, Montrever.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, that's where RJ Barrett went, right? Like Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
Ben Simmons. Cade went with Scotty Barnes was there. Like they've had so much talent there. But yeah, I don't know. I think you sent me this. I was correct last week. Lakers need to push for that Pacers trade ASAP. Get the Spurs involved. Let Russ be a free agent and go sign wherever he feels like.
Go back
to OKC.
You think Miles Turner will ball out on the Lakers?
If he plays. If he stays healthy, he'll be good.
Him and AD? Well, Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield will be gross because
he can
shoot.
That's the projected trade.
Yeah, because he'll be able to shoot.
Westbrook. Who's your center right now?
Thomas
Pau
Bryant.
Gasol.
I wish it was Pau, dude. I wish it was Pau Gasol. Give me
Thomas
prime
Bryant
Pau.
Isn't a bad player.
No, he's not bad.
He was decent on the Wizards.
But I wouldn't mind having a guy that can shoot the three.
You need floor spacers on your
team. Isn't that funny that now the center, like you want a center that can shoot threes? Like in today's
game? Yeah, that's the way basketball
that's
is.
Today's NBA now. Like there's no more post-scoring and stuff like that. It doesn't happen anymore.
Me and my friend Andrew were talking about this, and I was saying how the problem with Ben Simmons is since he can't shoot and refuses to shoot, I'm like, it's a problem come playoff time. Same with like Draymond. And at least Draymond like
take shots. On defense. He offers a lot on defense.
So does Ben, but at least Draymond will take jump shots. Ben literally doesn't, so then you're never worried that he's going to shoot a three or anything. So I think that's what Ben needs to do this year. He actually played yesterday.
He also missed two free throws yesterday, and everybody booed him in Brooklyn.
That's hilarious.
I was like,
have you not played basketball for a year, and you didn't even bother to work on a jump shot?
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense.
Like, as fans, though, don't you want your player to succeed? Like, I mean, you're not just going to boom the whole time.
Ben Simmons will be out of the league in, like, 3 years.
Yeah, once his contract's
done. Yeah, I
wouldn't
be surprised, yeah. With the way he plays, unless he adjusts his game and ends up getting better, then
it's the Kendall Jenner curse, bro.
Facts.
The Suns just lost to that EuroLeague team.
Yeah, exactly.
So. The Australian. Not even EuroLeague. It'd be better if it was a EuroLeague. Damn. Exactly. But, yeah,
it's alive and well. Well, Suns are definitely doomed because they got the Jenner curse and the 2K curse.
True.
That's true. So, he's on the cover this year. Yeah, it's not ideal for him.
That is
They're missing the playoffs.
Yeah, they're done.
That is tough.
Done for. Sorry, CP3.
And
sorry, Devin.
They're losing Ayton.
You might have to come off the wall soon, buddy.
Who's the Aaron Fox jersey at, by the way? Is it the athlete who brought it?
Yeah, it was the I don't want to mess his name up. Rogan? Is that his name?
I don't know. But
yeah, he plays.
I didn't think people own Sacramento jerseys.
He plays running back for the Ottawa Sooners.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Are you gonna take these jerseys off when we leave?
Hell yeah.
Fair enough.
Dude, these are my jerseys. The Kobe one's definitely coming back.
Well, yeah, definitely that one.
Devin Booker is definitely coming back. No, Devin Booker's gonna come back. It's a pretty drippy jersey.
Yeah, it's a nice jersey.
So. Yeah.
Well, we got about 7 minutes left still. So.
Dang.
Seven minutes left. Okay. So. Where is Tim Duncan?
Dude, I saw that Giannis said. Does he not know that Tim Duncan's an assistant coach on the Spurs?
He's literally a coach.
Like,
he
plays him twice a year.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, I didn't know that.
He made that comment, and I was like, dude, you literally play against him twice
a
year.
Literally
what
on
do you
a
mean?
Coaching staff.
I didn't know that. There you go.
Well, it's just because he's a quiet guy. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't really talk.
See, like,
Kawhi's literally vanishing.
I saw that video. I saw that video, and I was like, where is Tim Duncan?
He's an assistant coach. Spurs. Pop brought
him back. I didn't know if he went back to swimming or something.
No, he just looks different because he has dreads now and stuff.
He is dreads now. I'm not a fan of the look, to be honest.
He just looks like a poor old man. It's kind of funny. Okay, Connor, question for you.
Yeah.
Now that it's been proven by the GMs that Luka Doncic is officially a point guard,
yeah.
Do you now consider him a point guard?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to say this for everyone listening. I was wrong. Luka Doncic is a point guard.
There we go.
This is what we appreciate on this show. You know, yeah. we like when people... Can admit when they're wrong, you know, because we didn't have that in the past. So,
another question for you boys.
Yes.
Player in today's league, who would you start a team around?
Luka.
Do I have a selection of players or just in general?
Do you want a selection of players or do you want just anyone?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
Well, why don't you
go anyone for now?
Why don't you do this?
Giannis.
You choose someone.
That's what I'm saying.
You choose a player you would start your team around from each position. So start with point guard.
Okay.
And then who would
you build? Point guard? I'd probably go. I'm going to say Curry because he has four rings, so it's like,
yeah.
Yep.
Can't really argue
Greg?
It.
I think I'd go Luka.
Luka?
Fair. Just because he's on that come up, you know? He's on the next wave.
Yeah, I'd probably go Luka as well.
Fair enough.
But Curry's a good shout.
Yeah.
Now, shooting guard.
Shooting guard?
It's kind of hard to base a team off a shooting guard with the shooting guards that are in the league today.
But
to
if you
honest.
Were, if you were, if you had
Devin
to.
Booker.
I was about to say Devin Booker because he's the best one.
Landry Shamet.
Oh God. I knew some blasphemy was about
Landry
to come.
Shamet, I'm building a team around him. I'm bringing him.
You're going
to
need a lot of really good players
I
around
don't
him.
Care.
You're going to need
successful.
A lot of pieces to
he
succeed.
He is goated in 2K.
Is he going to be the focal point of your offense?
Let me tell you something. Pick and roll God on 2K, okay? If he can do that in real life, he's happening.
He can't, though. He's
I don't care.
Not that good.
We're going to get him in the gym, and we're going to get
He doesn't even start.
Don't care. On my team, he does.
Okay.
Okay.
Your team must be pretty bad if he's
going to
start for your team.
It's not.
Small forward, boys. Who are you going?
Like, Wolf. Oh.
Well, like, I mean, is LeBron considered a small forward? But he's kind of old.
Yeah,
now,
but he's old.
Let's say LeBron.
I mean, yeah,
old
but if you have
me,
LeBron now,
listen,
you have like a 2-year window before you get
vintage basketball me says Paul George, but I can't say that anymore.
Oh, what am I saying? Kawhi. Give me Kawhi if he can stay healthy.
Healthy Kawhi is like bringing any team to
He's like
finals.
The best player in the league when he's healthy. Well,
yeah. Can I play like Giannis at small forward?
Yeah, you can.
I was about to say, I was going to use him for power forward.
I'm saving Giannis for the four.
Yeah.
Okay, that's valid. I guess small forward. Scotty Barnes?
That's fair. You can put him there.
Isn't he a power forward?
Yeah, but
he
can play
center.
You can play anything.
Yeah,
he can
plays like
play
everything.
Everything.
I think Scotty could do a shift at center, small forward.
He could play anything. So he's played the five before.
Yeah.
Too.
He's
plays the five
promising. Rookie of the year, right?
Yeah, he won
rookie. Yeah, there you go.
He was, yeah.
Better than Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, that was a brutal year. Yeah,
that was interesting. And now he's on. And now
Ben Simmons
is
hurt though. There's no one else.
Yeah. Actually, what about Tatum? Power forward?
Three. I'd put him as a natural three.
Yeah. Okay. Tatum. Sorry, Scotty.
I'll take Kawhi now over Tatum.
I'm still taking Kawhi. Yeah.
No, Tatum.
Healthy Kawhi
disgusting.
For sure. And then power forward Giannis. Giannis. Five.
Who five. Jokic. Want? Joker.
Yeah, Jokic. Yeah.
Clint Capella.
Chill. Chill.
No, Thomas Bryant.
No, okay. Yeah, let's stop joking. It's Rudy Gobert.
don't even get me started on Rudy. If there's two players you cannot mention anymore in the press box, it's Jalen Brunson and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the
we Joker. Will throw hands instantly if you mention either of those players.
Yeah, he's been on the show. I swear his name has been brought up at least once a week.
Would you take Rudy Gobert on the Lakers?
No.
Away his personality. Just
I don't
his
care
play
about his personality.
Style.
He can't score the basketball.
He's not good
terrible.
At basketball. That's really it.
Yeah, but defense. Come on.
I have Anthony Davis. If Anthony Davis wants to play defense, he's a better defender than or Rudy.
That is facts. That's fine. How much time we got left?
Quite a bit, eh?
3 minutes.
Okay.
So, here, wait. I have a proposal. So, there's a thing on Reddit. I'll send you guys the link.
Yeah.
So, next week, we have $100, and each player is valued at a certain amount. We all have to go through and build our squad, and we'll talk about it next week on the press box.
Okay, I'm gonna have to do some research for this.
It's like a 4-year window, so whatever player you buy, it's 4 years, and you have $100 for 12 men roster.
Is there like a maximum age of player, or is it just
every player in the league?
Oh man, this is tough.
$100.
$100 to make a
12 man roster.
A 12 man roster. Good God!
And people are worth different amounts.
Yeah, so like Giannis is worth like $57.
That makes
like,
sense. Yeah.
Like him and Jokic are like
so
the two more.
What is
expensive.
Somebody like Scottie Barnes worth?
He's low because you got to invest in him. You know, that's stock.
Well, it's a 4-year window, so it's like you got to take that into account.
Can you win a chip in 4 years basically with that squad you're going to build?
100%. I already know because Landry Shamet's going to be on it.
that's
a good one quick.
If we're going to talk like that, I can only get a start. I'm just going to get a starting five and then have a terrible bench.
I'm going to have like.
Because you're only
going to
use five guys in the playoffs.
No, we have like 7-8 deep.
You're gonna use that many players.
Think about it, if you draft a guy that's been injury prone, you can't guarantee he's gonna be in the playoffs.
Well, yeah.
So I need at least 7-8 guys. So I'm not gonna ball out and probably get. I'm not gonna get Giannis or something. I'll get like a mid tier start.
So it was Paul George?
Yeah, like PG or like Kawhi or something. I think PG's like $27.
That's not bad.
That's really good.
PG was so good back in the day.
He was.
I think he still is really good if he just stays healthy. I think he's still top 10, arguably.
Fell off. Like Derrick Rose. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Derrick Rose.
Don't bring up the Derrick Rose.
Definitely not like Derrick Rose. He's definitely still better than Derrick Rose.
Well, of course. Derrick
Dude,
Rose
the Derrick Rose thing is like the most depressing thing in NBA.
I know.
It's like one of the most depressing
birthday
stories.
Today. So happy birthday,
happy
Derrick.
Happy birthday, Derrick.
You were absolutely disgusting. But
I really have to pee. I'm not going to lie.
Wasn't built to go.
How much time do we got?
We got 30 seconds.
We'll carry it for 30 seconds. Greg is currently peeing right now, so it's just me and...
Greg's really got to go.
This
is a slow burn,
just
20
milk
seconds
the rest
here.
Of this 30 seconds.
How was your guys' day listening to this?
Connor, whenever I see you and Greg, it's a great day.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Wow, you guys don't
Josh,
say
whenever know. Josh, every time I see you once a week, it's a great time every time.
I was about to say,
I miss seeing you every day.
Yeah, same. Except for like Wednesdays.
Well,
Josh
never comes around anymore, so he's...
Dude, I literally missed one day.
No, you said this week you're missing 3 days.
Yeah, this week.
Oh, Josh, tough week for Connor this week then.
Yeah.
No, I told you I'd come in. I was like, maybe I'll come in just to help you out.
Yeah.
Just to save you.
All right, I'm wrapping up. I have to pee. Okay. We'll be back, and we're going to talk about the NHL. And
Something else. It's going to go somewhere.
Well, we'll see you after
this.
We'll see.
NHL is going to be a rough one.
Yeah. The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
All right, so we're back. We had some technical difficulties there. Then not really at all, to be honest. There's just some bad things going on. And, so...
say that happened. We just...
I mean, what do you want me to say?
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
All right, so who's winning the cup this year, boys?
Man, I have no idea. It's not
Seattle Kraken.
The Seattle Kraken?
And I'm not going to explain myself.
You're not going to explain yourself at all?
Yes, the Seattle... Because their mascot is...
Release the Kraken.
Horrible.
horrible?
That's why they're going to... Did you see the Kraken's new mascot?
No.
You did... Look up Kraken's mascot right now. First of all, I'm going on a rant.
Okay, let's hear it.
Why is the Google it while I talk?
Okay,
so you can understand. Why is the Kraken's mascot a troll? Okay, first of all, why don't you just make it an octopus? You are the Kraken. Why don't you make it a pirate? You are the Kraken. You go with a troll?
Oh yeah, this is terrible.
What does a troll have to do with your team? And his name is like Boy. What is its name?
What exactly is a Kraken, though?
Buoy?
Yeah.
Buoy. Okay, that makes sense.
What exactly is a Kraken?
It's like an octopus. Have you ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
What is that thing that...
Is that what they called it?
Yeah. Freaking Jack Sparrow goes into its mouth with some crappy CGI in like the second movie. Anyways, you should have just made it a pirate, Seattle.
The definition is an enormous mythical sea monster.
Yeah, but it looks like an octopus.
Yeah, but that's not Buoy, whatever his name is. He's a troll. Absolute garbage mascot. Just what happened to making mascots match the team name or the logo of the team? Gritty's fine because Gritty's iconic.
Yeah.
But like...
Does he do a mean Gritty, though?
I don't know.
We haven't seen him do it yet.
Can we pull that up or what?
I don't think we have a video of it.
But like, why is the Vegas Golden Knights one a snake? Sure, it's in Nevada, but you are a Golden Knight franchise
team. That's like
a T-up. Make it a knight. Yeah.
That's a T-up.
Just make it a knight.
You know, like when you have the teams like... like what? Like what's a team that would be hard to do a mascot for?
The Senators. You're not gonna let's get they Justin Trudeau as the mascot. Like he's a senator, no?
He's a prime minister.
Yeah, but it's the same politician. A senator's a politician. Is that not what it's based on?
The prime minister are very two different things.
But you gotta understand the point.
I understand the point.
Like the Flames. That's a hard mascot to do. You're not going to send some guy out like lit on fire.
I mean, yeah,
their
logo is just a C with flames on it.
But, yeah, their mascot, sure. But you can make it like a flame with like a face on it.
What even is their mascot? I actually don't know.
A horse?
I think you're right, actually. I think he's right.
I think it's a horse.
Yeah. Hold up. We're doing a quick Google search. Calgary Flames mascot. Is it a horse? Yes or no? What is this thing?
Apparently, it is not a horse.
It doesn't look like a horse to me.
I don't even see it. Anyways,
it's like a dog or something.
It looks like a dog. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's like a firefighting dog.
I think it's supposed to be a husky.
That is the worst.
Do you remember when you used to like the firemen used to? Maybe this is a Metcalf thing, but firemen used to like. Come and
Harvey the Hound.
They'd give you like a dog thing with a spotted dog. Maybe that's what they're going for.
But yeah. Anyways, like a Dalmatian.
Yeah,
it's but definitely
like,
not a Dalmatian.
It was always their logo for like, and you could walk in the fire truck. Is always like a I don't know. Anyways, no, UP's a good one. UP's a classic. I don't know what the Maple Leafs logo would be. Like,
is Spartacat still around? Or is he? Yeah, he's retired.
No, Spartacat's a thing.
The Leafs mascot is Carlton the Bear.
Yeah, but it's a bear. That makes sense. You're not gonna make it a leaf.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, you could just make it a big leaf walking around.
But like the Oilers, like just make it just some blue collared man, not a lynx. Like just make it, you know, inspire the kids with hard work.
This is their own fault. Like if you choose a hard name to make a mascot for, you're gonna have some trouble.
Like the Penguins got it right.
Yeah,
it's a penguin.
Yeah,
like
pretty easy.
It's true. Yeah.
Golden Knights. You just make it a
shark is
a
shark.
Golden Knight.
Yeah, make it easy. Don't like why are you guys. Picking hard names to make a mascot. It's not that complicated.
I mean, half the names in the NHL feel like you can't make a mascot for, it feels like. Like, you're just, because they're not like a certain thing.
Okay, sorry. But Buffalo's mascot is a saber-toothed tiger.
That's sick.
They don't even got tires.
But it's Buffalo. Just make it a Buffalo, man. You're named after an animal.
Why is there a tiger?
We're going to name him Buffalo? Like
Buffalo Bill. His name is Bill. He's Bill the Buffalo. Even though he's for the Sabres.
There's already a team.
Even though he's for the Sabres, it doesn't matter.
Bill the Buffalo. That's really, it's really not hard.
Like, come on.
But
the Devils is a devil.
A buffalo.
But they're the Buffalo Sabres.
Greg, if you went to like a Devils game and like the mascot walked by you, like how are you feeling? Because it's a devil.
This is the stupidest question I've ever been asked in my life. Who cares? It's a mascot.
He's gonna lift his chain.
It's a mascot.
Are you gonna like?
He's gonna lift his chain and start spraying holy water.
How are you feeling about that?
No, I'm
would you complain?
Do
you think? Do you think that? Do you think people would?
How much time do we have?
Tuck that, please.
Oh, we're done.
Okay.
We'll be back. Commercial break.
What a segment.
See you. What are we doing
rest
next?
In peace, Eugene.
UFC, yeah.
Boxing.
See you.
Rest cut last week.
Rest,
so we'll try.
Rest in peace, Eugene.
We'll see you later.
Rest in peace, Eugene. They have Johnny.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And now you're going to cry.
Am I disagreeing? No.
No, I think Greg's given up on the Leafs making out.
He's the first one to know. I never talked them up ever. I never do it. Ever.
Last year, you
am
were
I not the
going
first one
no,
to say
last
suck.
Year, like last game year, six,
no, no, no,
they
no, no,
choked.
No. Last year, Tampa, you were saying that you guys had a good chance at beating Tampa and going to the cup.
They had it in
did
game six.
Did we not
six?
Have a good chance of beating
you,
Tampa?
They had the game in game six.
We had the series one.
And then they just.
The refing was terrible.
It was very bad. Yeah,
yeah
we had a goal
but you can't
that
blame
stuff.
Everything on the ref.
No, I'm not blaming the refs. We lost the series
pretty bad
because
you guys I don't know what the
hell. Well, no, because there's that one time where you guys were, well, it was game seven.
Didn't you lose in overtime?
Marner, yeah, in but Marner six. Had Marner had the goal in game seven, and they
yeah, Barzal finishes
penalty.
That.
No, so Tavares scored the
that's
goal.
What it was, Tavares.
Tavares scored the goal, and then apparently they said there was an illegal screen, which I'm like,
yes, I remember
basketball.
That.
What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that was
which,
BS.
By the way, that play happens in hockey all the time, and they never call
that,
it.
Yes,
ever.
I
it happens
oh my
all
God.
The time,
poor
and they disallowed that. And
poor
I was like,
Leafs.
Okay. You know why I was, you know, okay, I wasn't mad they disallowed the goal because it was an illegal screen. I was allowed to I was mad about that. They disallowed it because I was like, yeah, there's no way we're scoring another goal in Vasilevskiy.
I think
no
Gary
chance.
Bettman just hates the Leafs.
I think he does.
I don't think he likes any Canadian
team. I mean, nobody
team.
Really likes the Leafs except for Leaf fans.
I don't think
fair.
Gary Bettman
and
likes
even them,
any
it's
Canadian
questionable
team.
Yeah, I mean, even that, I hate the team. I really don't. I really don't like it. These guys make me mad.
Do you think
you do,
Sheldon...
You do a lot of things for Austin Matthews, though.
Yeah, I would do many things for Austin Matthews.
Do you think Sheldon Keefe is the guy, though? Like, be honest. Like, is he the guy?
Do I think he's, like, a great coach? No. But, like, do the guys in the locker room like him? Yes. So that kind of helps because, like, the guys in the locker room when Babcock was there, they didn't like him at all. So
did you watch the documentary?
Oh, All or Nothing, yeah.
Yeah,
watched
it
twice.
Was it good?
Maybe sad both times. It was terrible. It was good, though. If you want to watch it, go watch it. It's good.
Yeah, but it was in the bubble, so it's like.
It wasn't in the bubble.
I thought it was in the bubble.
Oh, you're right. It was in the bubble. Yeah, yeah. Because they
you watched
it
twice.
They lost to Montreal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's not go by that.
Yeah, that was tough.
Let's keep it.
3-1 lead. Tough. Tough one. Tough
oh,
one.
My God. I didn't
this begs the question. When are the Leafs going to finally get out of the first round? Is it ever going to happen?
I'll probably be dead.
Yeah,
The world will probably be melted by then.
Yeah, I agree.
The NHL Josh will somehow still be alive, though.
Give me the year that they're gonna win the chip like 110%, and then the world's just gonna explode.
I don't think they're ever gonna win the chip again. How about that?
Aliens they're gonna be like
up,
no,
death being pointed at the Earth, and we don't have Iguodala to save the day. It's gonna be terrible.
Yeah, Iggy's gonna be like, yeah.
It's gonna be like, man, I can't even save these
yeah.
guys.
No, we're gonna, yeah. It's gonna be Game 7 overtime, and then Putin's just gonna hit the button. he's gonna be like, yeah, no Russians on the team. You're done, bud. You're
Austin
done.
Matthews on the breakaway to win the series, and then just.
Yeah, we're done.
Everyone's gone.
Yep.
Just like that. Yeah. How much time we got, Greg?
6 minutes.
Six minutes?
So, wow.
Hey, we filled up 8 minutes.
Guys,
I'm surprised.
Guys, also great news. Redeem Team documentary coming out this week, October 7th, episode 1.
Really?
Yep. So we're going to be able to talk about that every week, so that's fun.
We can do that.
Is that not basketball?
It will be basketball.
This is the NHL segment. Is
there anything
this is
interesting?
We're doing some Tyler things right now, to be honest.
Don't bring it back to the Ottawa Senators.
Okay.
Actually, we can talk about the NHL segment. We could talk about them.
There's a new jersey here. It's on the ground.
Yeah, I put it there.
Oh, here's a good question.
We'll paint the picture here, boys. So we have a Sacramento.
We'll paint it.
A Sens jersey. Hosa. Signed. Cool, whatever. Kobe. Rest in peace. Leafs. Flyers, good. And then Devin Booker. Then there's another Sens jersey on the ground.
We do have a decent little collection here, though.
Yeah, yeah, but the other Sens jersey doesn't make one's enough. Yeah,
coming next week, though, there will be a Vikings Teddy Bridgewater as well.
Yeah,
so
bring that in. We'll
just
put it up.
I bring my Stanton jersey?
You have a
John Carlos
Stanton?
Stanton?
No,
that
don't
is,
bring
that. Is,
why? Do you hit bombs on
is
the
it,
Marlins?
Is it? It's a Marlins one? Okay,
if,
yeah. Okay.
If I was to wipe my ass with any jersey, it'd be that one. I'm going to be honest.
What do you mean? Juan Carlos Stanton was nasty with the Marlins.
That is
so many.
I only hate him because he's a Yankee now.
That is disgusting.
But if it's a Marlins one, it's fine. Like, it's fine.
Dude, he's on the Marlins.
I don't care.
It's a sick
it's
jersey.
Jose
I'm going to bring
Fernandez
it. Watch.
No.
I'm going to
bring
it.
Bring it. Who cares?
I'm going to style on you next week, rocking it.
And he's going to style on the Teddy Bridgewater jersey.
Yeah. Who will look cooler?
110% to Stanton. You know why? Because I hit bombs.
You know why? Because.
To be fair, the Vikings jerseys are really nice, though.
Yes.
They do have nice
and jerseys. Stephon Diggs used to play for them.
It's true.
So.
He's not even the best Diggs in the NFL, so.
All right, Josh, let's take,
okay.
Let's take a step back
here. Oh, my God. I like the Cowboys. Anyways, the Ottawa Senators.
Smooth transition. The Ottawa Senators are everybody seems
they're
to think.
Team.
All their fans kind of think they're going to be good. I disagree. I don't think they're going to be very good. But, you know.
I think we say the same thing week
yeah, we
for
talked
week.
About this
yeah,
last
like,
week.
Word for word every week. Sens are trash still. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they still suck.
Poverty franchise.
Okay.
Carter, what do you think of the Sens?
What do I think of the Sens? Yeah. Well, Eugene's gone. So
I mean, quite literally, yes.
Oh my God!
Wow,
is that not what you meant?
Well, yeah, but it's yeah. I mean, Eugene's. Let's just put it out there. Eugene's dead.
Yeah, he's
so
dead.
That's
yeah, he's very dead.
Blessing in disguise.
Okay, we're gonna have to cut this part out.
Jeez, you guys making me do more editing
no,
than I'm supposed to.
No,
no
we're leaving it
no,
in.
No one listens.
We're leaving it in.
No, it's gonna be the 1 week where
we're
Dan comes out and he's like, actually listen to it. This guy's sworn twice already.
Yeah.
He's talking about some guy.
Have to kick Connor
dead,
off the
like,
show.
Okay, but you
we're
know,
have two episodes of Connor's gonna be gone already.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. I'll just do the Uno reverse.
If anyone in Eugene's family or anyone that knows Eugene, rest in peace. He was a good guy. Did a lot for the city.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box, CKDJ 107.9's longest running program. I'm Greg Evgaropoulos with Josh McGrath and Connor Finesse. The new co-host of The Press Box.
Yep.
Connor, yeah, your first show or your second show is
I'm absolutely honored.
He's kind of regressed the show, I'm not going to lie.
Huh?
He's kind of regressed.
I agree. I think he had a better first episode at this point.
That's because I didn't talk as much.
Yeah, he was more calm the first episode. Now he's too comfortable.
The less he talked, the better. But it's okay. Okay. Hopefully he's – I mean, we already had a few incidents so far this episode.
You guys already heard them, so.
No, it's okay.
Well, Josh, UFC, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Mackenzie Dern unfortunately lost in the presence of Mark Zuckerberg, which kind of sucked. She was literally on her way to get her title fight that she's been wanting for quite some time, and she lost to Jan. I'm not going to try to say that last name. Not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh.
She's from China.
Sorry to – can I just interrupt for a second? The ball hockey boys took a 10-4 loss without Josh and I there. That is tough. That is tough. Speaking of someone who's 10-4.
You know, that's how she goes sometimes.
Who's 10-4 in the UFC? That was a good segue.
Anyway. There's quite a lot of people probably 10-4 in the UFC. I can't name you all them off the top of my head.
Fake pretty fan. Standard,
that was a terrible segment.
Fake fan.
Talking
about. What we learned is Josh.
Yeah, Josh, just name every 10-4 fighter that's ever been
you,
on the planet.
You
ever.
Like the UFC? Name everyone that's 10-4.
You like the UFC? Name every fighter ever. How about that?
Let's go.
So this week we have Alexa Grasso versus Vivian Araújo. Should be an interesting one.
Okay. It's going to be a sleeper. That's household names. So that's going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah. Great, great weekend of cards. But then we have 280, which is the good one. Good one. Why are you guys laughing?
Connor looks like an idiot all the time.
He does, eh? He kind of does.
I'm having so much fun this episode.
I can tell.
Holy
Are you ready? He caught himself that time. Are you ready?
I'm sorry. Dan, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Are you ready for the movie later?
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, we're going to see a movie after this, and Connor doesn't want to see it.
No,
we're gonna see
I'm
Smile.
Fine seeing it.
Me and Greg have to hold him.
We'll do a movie review afterwards, next episode. We'll tell
no,
you
that's
how
for the other podcast. Again, we don't know
we're not gonna, we don't have a name yet.
We don't know the name.
Yeah, so 280 coming up.
But, yeah, just sorry, on Smile, I wonder where it's going to be on the scary movie spectrum. Like, where is it going to land?
Okay, enough with the stuff, man.
A lot of spectrums with this guy.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
There's a scary movie spectrum.
That just
I just hope Smile just smiles on the high end.
Oh.
Back to UFC. Sorry.
Yeah.
Kevin Holland's apparently
retired. Oh, yeah,
retired.
He officially retired. Yeah.
He retired. The guy's like 30. I'm sad. I love Big Mouth.
Same. He's fun. He's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
And he talks a lot in the ring.
He got a fat payday from the Khamzat fight, and he's just like,
yep.
I'm not doing this
anymore. He's only, what, 29?
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
I thought you just said
30.
Yeah.
Same thing. You call me 30 and I'm 24. It's like, it's
I'm
the same.
I'm just looking up who Kevin Holland
is. It's in the same, spectrum.
A trailblazer.
Yeah.
Big mouth.
I think I could take him.
No chance.
You think you take Kevin Holland?
No chance.
Give me like.
Dude, this guy's literally stopped armed robberies before.
Give me six months to train and then I could take
6 months to train? He's been training his whole life. I don't think it's going
to
work.
No, Kevin Holland is definitely beating me to a pulp. But I'm taking Josh. October 22nd.
We might have to set this up.
12 a.m.
Dude, there's gloves in the arc. We can go.
12 a.m. Me versus Josh McGrath. Three rounds of high octane, whatever it's going to be. No rules.
Three rounds? 2 minute rounds? 3 minute rounds?
First one to tap loses. 1 minute rounds. First one to tap loses.
Neither of us have a gas tank.
That's
so
fair.
First one to tap.
You know what we can do? Loses. We can do the telephone fighting.
Well, that's
sick. In the booth.
We can do the telephone.
There's no, for you, there's no escape.
Yeah, there's no escape. You can't run.
I just bob up and down.
I'll throw uppercuts. You'll literally eat one.
What an episode. What an episode. Please, if you're listening to this, still, why? All
right, so
second of all, first of all, thank you.
Last week, our segment got cut.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk about.
That was tough.
It was about Floyd and Deji.
Floyd and Deji.
Yeah, we didn't talk about
it's
that.
It's happening. Well, we did talk about it, but it got cut. So technically, we didn't talk about it.
Oh, you mean
it's
like,
in the archives.
Oh, you're right. Didn't we just talk about Jake and Anderson?
But it got cut. The whole segment got cut.
Okay,
NHL hit, and then it just cut segment four.
Well.
Whoever did that, that's.
Yeah, you guys are getting RKO'd through.
You know what we could have done? We could have just put that segment in this show, and we wouldn't have to record this last one.
But that wouldn't be as fun.
Fair enough. Okay. Okay, let's go.
We still have so much time till our movie.
Yeah, we do. What time is it?
Six o'clock. We have an hour and 10 minutes. Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting some food and. Brewski.
Okay. Let's continue.
Yeah, I'm down for a smoothie. Anyways, Deji.
Deji Floyd. Like I said last week, I think Floyd's ducking the real goat here, KSI. That was a real money fight.
It doesn't hit as well when you do it this way.
Yeah, you did it once. You did it once. I don't know.
They didn't hear it, though,
They
boys.
Don't know about it.
It's not my fault.
They're not going to hear it anyways.
So the greatest boxer of all time, KSI, is not fighting Floyd Mayweather, the second
greatest.
That's
a real money fight, though, if you think about it.
I agree. Yeah, he'd probably make way more money from that.
No.
Like, Floyd needs the money to pay off the taxes that he hasn't paid the last 20 years.
I feel like he doesn't need money.
He still hasn't paid Logan Paul.
Do you know how much money he owns the IRS?
I feel like he just pees money at this point, dude.
He owes them. First of all, why do you think he's still fighting?
That's not possible.
Dude, he owes them so much money.
This is a serious show, fighting. Greg. This is a serious show. Let's not
serious
talk
show. Do you want to talk about what you did earlier?
Let's not talk about peeing money. Okay, this is a serious show. We talk about mascots.
That's true. Yeah, because that's serious.
Yep.
That's a real part of sports. Mascots. Maybe next week that's what we'll do. The whole show is just rank mascots from
every sport.
All right. So what round is Deji getting KO'd in? Let's get some bets.
He's gonna KO two. In round one. Mayweather's in the deck.
What round?
Two.
Deji, I think it's gonna go three, and then Mayweather's gonna be like, okay, that's enough of that.
If you're gonna be honest, Deji's not making out round one.
Not unless he trains. Because Mayweather's not gonna go and knock him out right away. He doesn't fight like that. It's not
that's true.
He's a slow starter.
Deji, it could go two ways.
That's true. I mean, if he wanted to, I think he could, but I don't know if he wants to do it right away.
I think he puts him out with a nasty liver shot.
I don't think he gets knocked out to the head. I think body shot does.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nasty liver shot.
And
it could be, yeah.
Deji quit against a TikToker. Like, he's getting
mauled. He did, yeah. He took a knee against a TikToker.
Yeah, but he looked like you're in better shape than Deji for that fight.
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, like, he looked really bad.
And it's facts.
No, that's crazy.
Josh... There's been some speculation Josh looks like the Michelin man. It's not true. Okay,
it's not true, Hilda. All right.
I remember last week when we were playing ball hockey, I went in like 1-2 and grabbed the rim, and you were like shocked.
Yep, but he's got hops.
You need a full blown run to get touch a 7-foot rim.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. This was on a 7-foot rim?
Yeah, they were lowered.
How many times do I have to tell you I got no vert, and it's just...
4 inches.
It's genetics.
The way you made it sound, I thought it was a 10-foot rim.
No.
I was like, Josh, you're not hitting 10-foot. There's no chance.
I can touch a 10-footer.
You can't grab it.
No, yeah. Can't grab it.
I don't think you get a finger to it.
He could touch it.
I think I can.
He can.
I'm pretty confident.
I'm still crossing you up. Can we just promote all our matches?
This will be on Instagram Live, I swear, when me and Connor go one-on-one.
We can do it.
In all the different sports.
Okay, can we warm up first? Like, I still haven't even got a ball at the gym yet. Like, let me start to cook.
I'll ref all these matches.
No, there's no rules for basketball. I'm hanging on.
There's
to this
no rules for basketball?
No, this is like...
I think basketball's the one where there's a lot of rules.
The only sport that
I'm
takes
like a lot
of rules.
I'm hacking at this man's arms like no tomorrow. I'll still get anyone. If he leaves with an arm intact, it didn't go well.
It's an even bigger L for you.
Yeah. I'm trying to break
He'll be with one hand. He doesn't need both.
Bad.
Connor's like, oh, dang.
It's probably true, but it's okay. You sleep on me, that's fine.
So you played for South Ottawa Bedrock.
Okay, listen. Listen.
Enough.
Listen. It's okay.
We don't even need to talk about them. I'm just going to talk about how I'm going to destroy you in ball.
Let's break this down. I'm absolutely demolishing Josh in MMA with like 2 weeks of training.
Josh, how tall are you again?
I'm like 6 feet.
How tall are you, Connor?
5'11".
All right, so Josh has got the height advantage.
I got
the reach. Josh definitely has more reach. Dude.
No, we're standing up.
No, I think he has a longer reach than me.
Okay, no, okay, let's go. Let's see the wingspan comparison.
How am I looking?
He's got some long arms. I'm not going
to
lie.
You have to describe it for the listener.
Okay, so we have both of them on each wall. It does look like, I mean, Josh looks pretty long too. Not going to lie.
Josh is a lengthy man.
Connor does have some long arms, though. I think Josh might take it, though.
Okay.
I think he only has it just because he's taller than you, though.
Okay. So, honestly, 6 months
so
of training.
So, we're up 2-0 Josh
let's
right
say
now.
Let's break this down.
It's going to be a catch weight.
Okay,
I'm
we're
like
up
40 pounds.
Let's
be a catch
6 months
fight.
Of training, same trainer.
Do I have to cut? Or do you have to bulk?
Oh, I can't bulk.
Well, he has to come up a little. He has to come up a little. You have to go down a little.
Yeah, we'll be in the middle.
It's still going to be catch fight. It's going to be still be catch weight, though.
I'm taking him down.
You're going to take Josh down? That guy's a tank.
100%. He's got me maybe standing up, but on the ground.
I'll give you those little elbows to the side of the head.
Yeah. Knock some sense into me, maybe.
100%.
But I don't think anything
I'm confident. A different person.
I'm so confident that I'd take him.
get knocked out.
In boxing or UFC?
Dana, I know you're listening to this. Contender Series, me, Josh McGrath.
Neither of us want the contracts. Just so we can sanction. Like, fight sanctioned and, like, don't have to get arrested for it.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to put this man into a
box. We're going to have to wait till after November.
He's leaving in a hearse for sure.
No. Yeah, I'll leave in the hearse, but I'll be the driver and you'll be in the back. You're right. 100%. Greg, who you taking? 6 months trading.
I'll take
Don't
Josh
take
every,
no bias.
I'll take Josh every
bias
single time.
Bias removed. Bias removed.
Josh every single
time. No. Bias removed.
This isn't even just because I've known Josh
he's capping.
Longer.
He's capping.
Zero athletic ability.
He's
capping. I don't think he can,
oh
like.
Oh my God, you haven't even seen me on the court yet.
Dude, I've seen you play ball hockey. Like, it was terrible.
No, I was gross.
You run like a penguin.
Okay.
You really just waddle.
What's wrong with the penguin? You want to talk about waddling? Let's talk about your walking form here.
I walk on my toes. I don't waddle.
Leave Josh alone. He has weak ankles. We've established this.
I got to walk to raise the cap.
Okay, there you go. No ankles. I'm going to just kick him right to the...
I'll check him.
What do you mean you're going to
check
him?
He'll check the leg kicks.
No. You don't even know what a check is.
They're going to be so fast. Raise your legs.
You got reflexes?
I don't think you know how hard.
I don't got anything.
See, this is the thing: is you're gonna throw one leg kick, and like you're gonna hit.
It's
my
gonna
calf.
Break my shin.
Yeah, your shin's gonna be in so much pain.
Anyways,
after.
You can bet on this any app. So if
you just hit Greg up, he'll have the over under, and you just send Greg the money.
If you're listening to this, please, is there like somewhere like a form they can type, so they can place their bets on who's?
I don't know. Text Greg.
All I'm saying is
the press box.
Just use hashtag press box.
I'm putting
CKDJ.
My life savings on Josh. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, you're losing. Once I win all your life savings in the bet, I'll give you back half just for not betting.
Okay,
on me.
Fair enough. That's not happening though. I don't see a universe where
he's
Josh
old.
Loses.
He's old. He's old as hell.
He's like got what?
He's
five
like
years
47.
On you?
He doesn't got to. He's got no energy in there, bro. He drinks like 8 pints a day.
That's true.
Okay,
we didn't have
he gets
to
called
say
the
that
Michelin
the
man by his own loved ones. I'm not worried. Okay?
You're going to go spar with the cows. You're going to be like Rocky in the freezer.
Look what happened to him.
Shattering his head.
Look what happened with Rocky. The goat.
Are we comparing Rocky to you right now?
I am the next
Dude,
Rocky.
You're going to be in the freezer shivering, like one punch of the bag
I'm
and shatter
tell you
your
something.
Hand.
So the director of Rocky, Steven Spielberg, I think? Anyways, before he made that movie, before the director of Rocky made that movie, he went to see his psychic, and the psychic predicted the future, and Rocky's actually about my come up in boxing, and it all starts with this fight against Josh McGrath.
Is this
October 22nd, Jack Doyle Recreation Sports Complex.
It was not Spielberg.
Who was it?
Wait, you said Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, I said Spielberg.
He was around back then.
John G. Avildsen.
Okay, John G. Avildsen went to a psychic. He saw the future, and Rocky's about me. I am Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
And I'm going to absolutely demolish Josh in the ring.
Be
so
in the
please,
ring,
use hash. Use. Why would I be crying over my sister?
So Steven anyway, Spielberg, he didn't
get down. Was, I heard.
See, okay.
Wait, Steven Spielberg.
Whoa, okay.
There was no Rocky.
You're gonna use hashtag CKDJ press box on any social media, and you're gonna place your bets, and they're all gonna say, "I have Connor to win," and they're
gonna Connor's
be right.
gonna finesse you, steal your money, and not even show up to fight.
Although I just want
to
say Steven Spielberg never did any type of boxing movie ever in his life.
Yeah, no, I don't know where.
I'm
like, he looked at me with so much confidence,
but he was around.
Was like,
he
really
did all the Jurassic Park stuff.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He did Indiana Jones. That's what you thought. You thought
did
Rocky
he,
was
did he direct Titanic?
Surely no.
Yes, he did. No. Oh, frig.
Greg, how much time we got?
We got about a minute.
Just
about a
cut
minute.
It. Just cut it. Really. Just cut it. What is
right, we're going to cut the show.
Just remember, guys, we do not promote violence on this show. We just talk about
it. Today.
Please get your bets in, please.
That was this
Connor
episode.
Might be suspended next week from the show.
Yeah, we don't know for
when
a
slip
up. He's kind of a loose cannon. So
we
don't
like, dude. We have an audit coming soon. So like, the press box is going to be on that audit. And if that guy listens to it.
Listen, auditor, if you're listening right now, buddy, I know you're listening. Everyone else can tune off right now. This is just for me and the auditor. Buddy, I'm sorry, okay? But, like, nice is up. Love you. You look good today.
You haven't seen him yet.
It could be a girl.
It could be, yeah. You haven't seen her yet.
whoever the auditor is, you look good today. Okay.
All right.
Anyways, that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah, that's it for the episode. This week's episode of the Press Box, kind of all over the place.
What an episode!
We'll be back next week. We don't know if Connor's gonna be on or not. We'll determine as the week goes.
Might be in prison or something.
Yeah, we might. All right. Well, that's been this episode of the Press Box. Thank
Look
you
out for another podcast.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.